B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, the intern. Even when you give them specific instructions,
time
you
out.
Can't follow them.
You bought the iced coffee?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I gave it to the intern to give to you, though.
Even when there's specific instructions.
He took credit for it, didn't he?
He took what?
The intern.
What did he say?
Took credit for this.
Did he? Look at the thing there. It says Mike R. on there. I picked it up at the fast lane.
Tom, Dunks. T-Bone's running the show today. Did you witness
what's
what
that?
Went on?
What's
in
that
the back
right
room?
There?
Well,
I didn't notice it.
What kind is that? What flavor?
It's a little better now.
Does that really matter?
Waters? Oh, beautiful. Nice little Hawaiian scent to this one. That's what we're looking for.
you ever go like one of your relatives' houses and you get one of them small houses and only one bathroom
this
for
has
like
a nice
15 people?
Oh, yeah.
This is nice.
Some old aunt
this
or
is
uncle
what we were looking for.
Takes a crap.
Something like this.
And then finds the whatever.
No,
spray,
no window.
Spray or cologne to sort of mask the smell at all. Good. Permeates through the house and it just ruins. My God.
So the intern.
I give him credit. He said he would go next door to the supermarket and get some sort of air freshener to clean this place
up. So I walk in today and I see
and
Cam.
I said, get something, you know, fruity, something that smells nice, like a nice can, like a Hawaiian, you know, something like that. I said, and go for the real powerful one, the one that really knocks out the germs in the air. You know, like the
I thought
Febreze
he would have
brand.
Went for the aerosol with a big.
I go
fat
go for like the Febreze
can.
Brand, the one that says like 2X on it.
No one says Lysol.
It really neutralizes the odors.
99% germs.
I hand him a 20. And what did you came back with? Clean linen.
But you keep the 17
he goes,
bucks.
Well, he goes. The other one was $6. I gave you a 20.
But it gets better. I walk in today.
I'm not living on a college income intern.
Right.
I can afford it. That's why I gave you a 20.
Directions are not as strong.
I gave him specific directions. Like, I couldn't have been more specific about what we were looking for. Strong, odor-neutralizing, Hawaiian-flavored Febreze. And he comes back with the clean linen, like, Glade. What happened?
I walk in, and
it stinks in here.
He has this thing, and he slides it over to me. He goes, for you. He goes, for you. And I go, you got to be kidding me. I said, you got me iced coffee. And I go, you just made my day. And he goes, yes. Took full credit for Sarge's purchase of an iced coffee.
He's an all-timer. We're never going to forget him.
And then I said, out of the good graces
Cam,
of my heart.
Cam, you are one of a kind, man.
So he tells me he doesn't watch sports or no sports.
Could try to Wally
but
me.
He drives it and listens.
Believe it or not, this is all going to work out for you in the end.
Yeah, it will. Because, I mean, your experience here will be like nothing else working with us. And he tells me he listens to the Baby Beat. That's a Q-Tip. The Get Up crew over there on 96.9. He's a big Romero fan. So after he took full credit for getting me the black iced coffee, I said, come on, I'm going to go introduce you to them. He said, oh, this is great. Right, Tom? Middle preparation prior to the show? He goes over and meets him. I don't,
him
know, and, I don't you, know what's going on.
You took him over there? Or
took
Tom
over
did.
And met him? Yeah,
or you
I did. Yeah. He took full credit for Sarge's purchase of an iced coffee. That's an all-timer.
Cam, you're having a hell of a day.
I got to use that.
That's Cam the intern, everyone.
Wow.
Wave to the people.
Boy bander. Yeah. Do you have a girlfriend? No. Yeah, I didn't think so. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I can't wait to write his recommendation.
I can't wait either. Oh, bring me that paperwork at the, end of the summer.
You thought Colin set the bar, you know? But, wham, these UMass kids.
Colin didn't pull any crazy crap like Cam did.
He just stood
there and
smiled. I
respect the hell out of Cam for this.
This kid's deceitful. there's a sliver of evilness in him.
All right.
Whew.
Latest on Kemba Walker. We could have a commitment here in Boston by Sunday night.
Why am I starting to sense some nervousness from not people around the team, but, there we go, opening drive. Let me see what we're doing today.
We've got Kyrie Irving makes a French exit.
Yep. What's French? Was he on a baguette? What the hell is that?
I can't say I'm totally familiar with a French exit.
Oh, did he back out like the tanks? Reverse like, boop, boop.
I'm being told that's when you leave without saying goodbye.
Oh, that's the Irish goodbye. Irish goodbye.
Yeah, but it's also a French exit, too. I'm looking it up right now.
So the French do that, too?
Apparently,
I've never referred to that as the French exit.
Irish goodbye have been better? Celtics, Irish?
It would have been an easy pun to make there. He says the Irish goodbye. Celtics, Lucky, Shamrock, all that. I didn't get to read the rest. I only got to bullet point number one, and I got distracted.
As soon as I talk about they take it down,
I got distracted on point number one.
He can't leave it up more than 10 seconds because I get on it.
The
boom,
French exit.
Whammo. Yeah. Wow. Dang. But, like, you got people like Jimmy Stewart tweeting
out. They're getting nervous?
Well, maybe. I mean, the Lakers cleared some space to create another max contract. You're thinking, there's no chance he could go out there, right? And there's rumors of Kawhi potentially, or maybe even Kyrie, you know, being plan C for him to go out. I'd give Kyrie more credit if he goes out and plays with the Lakers. Because he just, you know what? I'm not a one. I know my place now. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to play my ass off with LeBron and with Anthony Davis. Let's go win a championship. I know people are killing Kyrie. Now, it's funny now all the kill Kyrie stories are coming out, but
we'll get to that.
People aren't buying. I don't know if you're buying. You don't want to believe it until it's actually true. You don't want to get burnt here. There's no way they're going to get burnt on this, right?
I don't think so. It doesn't appear that way.
I get nervous when I hear like the Bill Simmons podcast, and he's sitting there and he's talking to Mark Stein, and they're going back and forth. They're like, "We have so much, but nothing. We know we can't guarantee anything. We don't know where any. The only guys that know where they're going are the guys that think they know where they're going. Like they're the only ones that know." Like, there's nothing concrete right now. Do you know where Durant's going? Do you know what Durant's going to do? But, okay, Kemba Walker, I guess, is the one that when Woj says it's pretty much all but done, I got to take him for it, right? That guy's not going to screw this one up. When's Woj ever been wrong? Like, maybe one out of what?
Well, again, I said this to you yesterday. Woj won't be wrong if Kemba Walker goes elsewhere.
Not the way
Woj has not said that Kemba Walker is signing with the Celtics on Sunday night.
Front runner.
He said they are the front runner.
Yeah.
He said he's very likely. He said he could commit as soon as Sunday. Could not Woj, has.
Woj has. When they open the door up for Kemba Walker to start looking around the rest of the league, and with Kyrie Irving on his way out in Boston, Kemba Walker is looking at the Celtics, and they are more than a strong front runner. They are in position to sign him. When the moratorium ends on July 6th, they could have a commitment as soon as Sunday night.
Could have a commitment as soon as Sunday night.
That sounds extremely strong to me. I mean, it's almost like he wants to run with it, but he knows he can't.
They could have a commitment as soon as Sunday night. He didn't say they will or they definitely will have one. He didn't say any of that. Could. So if they don't have a commitment Sunday night, is Wojnarowski wrong? No.
I kind of think he is.
I think it's happening. It feels like it's happening. It feels like the thing with the Hornets is dead. It feels like the Celtics are the team that wants him. And I think you get to a point where other teams say, he's going to Boston. We're backing out. So it feels,
They've got to get this done.
It feels like it's done, and they've pretty much, you know, without being able to legally close the deal, they've closed the deal. Mm. That's what it feels like. Is that okay?
Yeah. I think so. And I think, you know, they got to get this done to keep it rolling. Not only to keep, you know, you keep yourself in contention, you know, you still got to figure out what they're doing with the big, but just from the aspect of guys wanting to come to Boston. You know, it started with Al. They got Hayward here. Kyrie Irving, you traded for him. He didn't choose you, but he wanted to get the hell out of Cleveland, came here, didn't work out. He's leaving. You can't make this look like, you know, Al opts out. Now all of a sudden, you know, it doesn't look like guys want to be here. If Kemba Walker comes here, it makes it look like people want to come to the Celtics again, which is good for them moving forward. They got to get this done. They don't get this done, my gosh, Hardy's going to have himself a week next week.
Okay, but it's not up to them.
I know it's not.
They're absolutely willing to get
but
it done.
Still, you got
to
close, man. You still got to close.
All right. Well, I think that's they're going to close. I think they're going to close. I think it's going to be a done deal. And it will come in the coming days and week. They'll get it done. All right? So now the stories about Kyrie start to surface. Isn't it funny how the stories about Kyrie start to come out as soon as the Celtics find their next guy?
Yeah, it's typical. Same thing with any sport in this town. Just trash.
Now we're done with Kyrie. We've got our guy Kemba. So let's start.
Yeah.
leaking out all the stories on Kyrie Irving.
Let's talk about Miami. Let's talk about not signing this, not signing that.
We predicted this. Yep. We predicted this.
Yep.
We said, oh, just wait. The Celtics will go full smear on Kyrie Irving as soon as he is out the door.
Yeah, yep. That's funny. He would. It would be an amazing turn of events if like he did a reversal, came back, and decided to hang 35 a night, and everybody... Ooh, Kyrie, you're back.
Yeah, the latest on Kyrie Irving, where he could go, where he could land, and some of the smears that have now surfaced on the Kyrie Irving front. We'll get to that coming up next with your calls on this Friday. Got a lot to get to. Pretty much open to everything from the week as well. 617-779-0985.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Feels like Yacht Rock Friday. Like our first real
fish. Weather's good.
It's not changing today, boy. A little rain tomorrow.
Bam, 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 bam.
You can see the morning. You can see the morning, but I can see the light.
You notice this, Sarge?
Yeah, Bachman, Turner Overdrive. Yeah,
there you go.
Wow.
Yeah. Sarge coming up big right on the head today.
You're no nerd.
That's right, buddy.
Sarge thinks I've been keeping him off the air.
No, I did not. Yeah. I was kidding with Tom.
True or false?
True.
What do you believe?
I believe Tom.
He thinks I've been keeping him off, like I blackballed him, like I have some sort of control over the schedule.
Yeah. See, you said...
He's been going around telling people
I know,
this
you said...
No,
Mike...
I said it to Tom. I was kidding around with Tom the other day. Tom said to me...
Beto lives close by. He lives in Quincy. I think he comes in after hours with Mike and Schmatz and does the schedules.
T-Bone was like, I don't know, you might want to talk to Sarge. He's like, he thinks you're like keeping him off the schedule.
Oh,
like, I don't, what? I don't have any control over this.
No, Tommy and I were talking last week.
Who's
and
Tommy?
He said, Tommy Morgan. And he goes, yeah, I haven't seen you around. I'm like, I'm not on the schedule. I think there's some copy paste in here and all that. And I made the joke. I said, yeah, maybe Beatles is keeping me off. And Tom goes, whoa, I don't think so. And I'm
see?
Like, he's probably.
Tom, how'd it go down?
Pretty
not
accurate.
Like that. No.
Oh, then go ahead, Tom.
T-Bone,
your version of events?
What's T-Bone ever lied?
It was extremely serious. It was a serious tone conversation.
Stop.
Tears were shed.
Oh, you are. Now that is.
Tears were shed.
Hooray for Hollywood.
The hell was that?
Because it's an act. He's an act.
I believe it was serious.
Oh, please.
When he told me about it, it sounded serious.
Of course it would, because he's a drama queen.
Sounded serious. But you
don't
thought,
get defensive.
You thought
no,
I was
get
very upset with you.
No.
It's just a misunderstanding.
Well, I don't like liars. I don't appreciate
you
liars.
Thought it was, wow, now Tom's a liar.
Hey, just said.
The conversation did take place.
Yeah. We'll go to the tapes.
I'll stay out of this one. I don't work with you.
I love you, Beetle.
Yeah. All right. Just saying. I had nothing to do with you
I
not
know,
being here.
You're fine. You're
nothing
fine.
To do with it. I don't make the schedule.
I know.
Yeah, it's getting uncomfortable.
Every day we ask who's in on headlines tomorrow.
I know. You
out.
Guys had no
every
idea.
Every day
yesterday.
We ask who's in tomorrow.
They don't know.
Every
yeah.
day.
Shoot, we had three different people there. They switched it up on us this week.
Yeah.
You got McCone
well,
and
yeah,
Silver
they were all
twice.
Trying to,
two different days.
Flip.
We had no idea who was coming in.
So
nobody
I think
knows.
Today was supposed to be Matt McCarthy.
Yeah, McTakey.
And then Tim McCone called me. He said, can you come in today? So I did.
And McCone get the ball, start messing with schedules.
Unbelievable.
Right, no. So then I'm like, wait a minute, but Matt's on here. What do you have to do with this, Tim? So I'm like, I don't want to go in and have McCarthy and I here, have us duke it out. So we had to, you know, get all clearance and everything.
See, I think McBone got all cocky on Felger and Mass. Like, you do the drive time, fill in, and then, like, he's sitting there, his chest out, combed his hair different.
He's a TV guy.
He's got cocky.
He's a television guy.
617-779-0985. Okay, on the smear campaign of Kyrie Irving. How's this for a smear campaign? Kyrie Irving, at the end of the season, did not agree. This is from Jackie McMullen.
Yeah.
From Adam Kaufman summarizing it. At the completion of the regular season, the Celtics set up 100 basketballs for charitable partners. Everyone signed them except Kyrie Irving. Pressed to do it, say sources, he was neither aggressive nor confrontational. He merely said no. I'm not interested in that. What do you make of that? It's a bad look.
I mean, it's a bad look, no doubt about it. I remember being in a locker room, and we have those laundry bins full of those white paneled footballs.
Mm-hmm.
And about once a month, they'd come rolling through the locker room, and there'd be a bunch of Sharpies there, and, you know, guys were told to sign them.
Yep.
I can't tell you whether all did or not. I remember some guys bitching about having to do it. Just once you get into the grind of the season, when was it done and all that? And I'm not defending Kyrie. I mean, it's easier for basketball, right? You don't have 60 guys waiting in line to stand there and hurry up. Did I sign this one? Did I sign that one?
No, there's
you line the balls up. Oh, go ahead.
There's like 13 guys there.
Yeah. It's real simple, right?
Yeah.
Each guy gets a silver pen and he goes, here, you do these, you do these, you do these. Yeah.
Have you seen the basketballs that they give out?
We went over.
They're green basketballs. They're like outdoor basketballs that they sign and give away to. You know who their charitable partners are?
It's going to get worse once you start telling me.
I just wanted to do
Children's
this.
Hospital, right?
I just wanted to do this because, listen, I'm Team Kyrie. I always was, right? I wanted him back. But when I don't feel it truly does it justice when you just say charitable partners. I thought it would be a better smear.
Don't put kids on.
If you started putting the names.
Yeah.
Of who the Celtics' charitable partners were. So I thought, why don't we just read them? Why don't we read the charitable partners and make this a real smear campaign?
Sure. If you're going to go, do it. You know.
I mean, let's do it right. Boys and Girls Club of Boston. Boston Children's Hospital, as you mentioned, Mike Riley. That's on the Celtics' license plate as well.
Yep.
Right? Horizons for Homeless Children.
You know the commercials on NBC
Sports Massachusetts Boston. Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Children. Perkins School for the Blind. I mean, that list goes on and on. Those are the charitable partners of the Celtics and their Shamrock Foundation.
Yeah.
So that's where the basketballs go, and you know where they end up. They end up at charitable auctions and their fundraisers.
Sure.
That's what it's for. They're trying to raise money for all these great causes with these basketballs that people go and bid on. Mm-hmm. And trust me, from like a memorabilia standpoint, they're nice. They're nice little things to throw on a shelf, but they're not like high-end memorabilia, though. I can tell you that. They're nice little items. They're like green outdoor basketballs. He wanted nothing to do with those. Mm. No, I'm good.
Okay, it's out. <There you go.
laughs> Here's what I hate about this, though. If this happened and Kyrie signs back with the Celtics, you'd never hear about it. You would never, ever hear about this. You'd never hear about Kyrie being a dink. If any other player on the team refused to do it, you'd never hear this story. Nope. You wouldn't leak it out about a guy who's staying. No, that would not be okay. But when the guy leaves, you smear him on the way out there.
You take this as 100% true, correct?
Of course it's true. Yes. Who do you think it came from? Someone with the team.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And that's how it happens, and it happens all too often. I don't think it's exclusive to Boston.
You have too many people that have their
hands in it. It happens in sports. This happens in sports all the time. The guy leaves, and the team kicks the crap out of him.
Nomar.
It happens with the Red Sox. We're seeing it here with the Celtics right now, I believe, with this Kyrie stuff. It just happens too often.
Sagan.
Sagan with the Bruins, sure.
Dougie, I mean.
And sometimes you read it, and you say, yeah, wow, what a jerk. Or what a clown, right? When it happens?
Yep.
But you think to yourself, would we ever hear this if the guy was still with the team? What's the point of this? He's gone. He's out the door. He's not coming back.
Right.
What's the point of this is my question. What are we going to do? Is this going to make us feel better?
That increases your anger for it not working out. That's all. Your meter, your hot meter goes up. So next time you play him and he's in your building, you're going to go nuts. He's not going to get the nice little round of applause. Yeah. Like, hey, thanks for your time and effort here. No. It's going to get nasty.
Yeah. Reading from ESPN, Kyrie Irving is probably embarking on a new start in Brooklyn. And on top of that, he's no longer interested in Boston. Shocker. Mark Stein has this. Kyrie Irving remains as much a target for the Lakers as Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
League sources say. Now that the Lakers are sure they can open a max cap space, they are swinging for the fences despite all of the signals that have pointed to Irving going to Brooklyn. Can you imagine him going to the Lakers now?
I actually could, yeah. I think that would be, you know, we talked about this before, all the potential landing spots for him. Like, why would you go to the Nets? Like, if anything, anywhere, you're going to go to the Knicks, right? Like, Knicks, that's center stage in New York City. I know the Knicks are in disarray, but if you're going to go anywhere in New York, you go there. Yeah, you don't go and play the Islanders. You go and play for the Rangers. You go and play for the Giants. You don't play for the Jets. You know, you go, you play for the Knicks. I think a hard thing for him to do would be to go to the Lakers. I really do. To play with LeBron and play with Anthony Davis, you'd almost be a three there. Seriously, he would inject himself into that lineup and be instantaneously the three, not a one, not a two. He'd be the third guy, third billing there. That's sort of eating your ego. And I know you sort of would be part of forming that super team again.
Right.
But I think it would take some guts to go to the Lakers to be LeBron's little brother again. I think that would take some guts on his standpoint. I think the Nets is almost one of the easiest outs. You go there, you're kind of in New York, you could do your thing. You're not going to have the pressure with the Nets as you are with the Knicks. And who knows where the hell Durant's going to go. So him just alone going to the Nets is, you know, what's the buzz on that? Like on the buzz meter from any landing spot to where he could potentially go, that's on the bottom. Nets are the bottom. Take more guts to come back to the Celtics and almost, you know, prove everybody here wrong. You know what? I screwed it up. I'm a different guy now. Or go to the Lakers. I know people kill him and go for the Lakers because, oh, you're just going to go be. No, I think it takes guts to go to the Lakers. Easy out is going to the Nets. That's the easiest road for him. He's going to get paid. There's not going to be a ton of pressure there. What the hell's a mascot? It's a knight again, right? Brooklyn, what is it?
Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, you're in that. Yeah, but remember they rolled out the knight? Like, I don't even know what the damn mascot is. I think it's a knight. Remember when they opened that damn arena down there? So I think it's just an easy out for him. And he'll take that easy road.
617-779-0985. Let's get to your calls coming up next. Also, Celtics hired a new coach yesterday.
I saw this.
New coach on the staff. We'll tell you who it is coming up next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Well, the Red Sox and the Yankees will play a two-game series this weekend in London. It'll be tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Rick Porcello gets a start against Masahiro Tanaka. Yankees enter the weekend with a 9-game lead over the Sox for first in the American League. He's Giancarlo Stanton. He could be out until August for the Yankees. Major League Baseball All-Star Game starters announced. Nobody from the Red Sox selected. Mike Trout, one of three Astros selected. He will not take part in the home run derby. NBA free agency begins on Sunday at 6 o'clock. Celtics reportedly the front runner to land Kemba Walker. Walker not offered the Supermax by Charlotte, and he will not return there. Some other Celtics news. Semi Ojeleye's contract has been guaranteed for the upcoming season, and the team has hired former WNBA star Kara Lawson as an assistant coach. A new article by ESPN's Jackie McMullen about Kyrie Irving's time in Boston and him being unhappy as a member of the Celtics. One part of the article saying Irving reportedly refused to sign basketballs for the Celtics' charitable partners. And the Women's World Cup quarterfinal action today, USA will play France. Headlines are brought to you by Century Roofing. Does your home or commercial property need a new roof? Call Century Roofing, 603-774-ROOF, servicing Mass and New Hampshire. Century Roofing gets the job done right and at a fair price. Call Century Roofing, 603-774-ROOF. I'm Mike Riley on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah, Zoe and Beetle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yacht Rock, or is this middle school Sadie Hawkins dance?
I don't know, man. It's before my time.
This isn't. This doesn't feel like Yacht Rock. Is it? This is not Yacht Rock. It's like acid wash jeans slow dance. Sarge in the corner like this.
How'd you guess?
honest to God, I should have my wife take a picture of my closet. I had a shirt, the exact same shirt hanging. I was going to wear it today. Because I have a pair of white jeans. That's usually my 4th of July outfit.
Oh, yeah?
Because I come out with the red and white, you know, the blue cup I hold. And I almost wore the exact same shirt. That would have been a disaster.
Twins.
I see what you did here, T-Bone. The Celtics have hired a new head coach, a new coach,
okay,
under head coach Brad Stevens, a new assistant for Brad Stevens. They have hired Kara Lawson as an assistant.
I know the name and I remember the Olympics.
She will be the 4th woman to coach in the NBA. Adrian Wojnarowski broke the story yesterday with a tweet that says the Celtics are hiring Kara Lawson as an assistant coach. League sources tell ESPN. Lawson, an ex-WNBA and Olympic champion, I think two-time Olympic champion, has been an NBA commentator with ESPN and TV analyst for the Washington Wizards. So there you go. 4th woman to serve as a coach in the NBA, joining Becky Hammond, Lindsey Gottlieb, among others. So there you go.
I think Kyrie would have dealt with this. It's almost like, thank goodness Kyrie.
Oh, Kyrie?
Hey, you know what?
Oh,
Kyrie, she's going to work with you on your cross.
Oh, he would have dealt with it great. He would have told you how much he's thought about it, how deeply he's thought about it, and you know, things of that nature. Is this a story anymore?
I don't know.
At least in this league, it's not the first.
No, it's not. It's different because it is the Celtics, and you know, to what you're used to with this league, and I know, you know, to put it properly, like I have 2 daughters, and if you're the best at what you do, I think you should be hired regardless of what your gender is. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
let me ask it this way: is this the easiest sport for a woman to cross over and be a coach in?
Yeah, who was it? It was Arizona that had the first women's linebackers coach, right? Didn't she coach defense or something? I think it was Arizona, the Cardinals at the time. I'm not sure. I would think football would be the most
harder
difficult.
Because there's no women's football league.
Right.
Where Kara Lawson walks in and says, hey, chump, I got 2 gold medals and I played professionally in the WNBA for like a decade.
Yeah.
Like, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm talking about, right? Like, you know, Kara Lawson has better player credentials than Brad Stevens ever will. That's a fact. She's more of a player.
I remember.
She's got better player credentials than Brad Stevens by far.
I remember when Pat Summitt.
By a ton.
Remember when Pat Summitt got sick and, you know, she started to lose her mind. But people talked about, you know, if she had the opportunity to step up, like she would be the most viable potential candidate to move to the next level and actually have some success.
Right.
She's pretty damn good at what she did. I just don't know how kids take it nowadays. You know, I think they're more acceptable now than it would be 15, 20 years ago.
And so, I mean, I have to look at the staff. Like, she's going to have some of the most impressive credentials as a player than guys on the whole staff.
And it seems
so that's why I look at it and say, well, that's got to be easy for her to cross over. She's got credentials.
Yeah. I think Brad's pretty open to stuff, you know, from the analytical standpoint of it and how they look at numbers and that. And we've talked to him about this multiple times. Like, if there's a different type of edge where you think you could gain or take advice, I mean, I could see them doing it. Once you get past it, you know, people, well, what do you got a woman's coach in here for? And there will be some people that walk that way. But then you read about how good she was and how good she is. Like, I remember her name.
But if you can coach, you can coach.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Have to be a great player to be a great coach. We know this. Bill Belichick was not a great football player.
Bill Parcells the best.
And he's the greatest coach ever.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Pete Carroll.
But there are some players that get all pissy and don't want to listen to coaches because, oh, you didn't play the game.
Well, some of the worst, right? And we've the already worst heard coaches are the ones that are
And we've
players.
Already heard this. We've already heard this gripe about how, you know, didn't we have that caller? Who said, oh, there are players in that locker room. There are players in there that are upset that, you know, they want to play for a former player. They don't want to play for Brad. They want to play for a former player.
Doc Rivers.
They want former. There are guys that would prefer to play for Doc Rivers but over playing for Brad Stevens because, you know, Doc can relate to them better because he's a former player. He knows what it's like to be going through what they go through every day. And there are some players that want that. They want to play for a former player.
Yeah.
So there is that element to it. But this is...
That's just being stubborn.
This is a former player.
It's 2019.
But you don't need to be a former great player to be a great coach. And this is, in her game, a great player. That's all. I think that's why I just think that in basketball, it just sort of translates. You know, male to female, the sports are probably most similar.
Who's the lady that does Sunday Night Baseball? Slips my mind.
Oh, Mendoza.
Jess Mendoza. So if she would sort of step down from that and become a bench coach, would you sort of be the similar situation, right? In Major League Baseball. Say she came out of the booth and became like a bench coach. Like, look at her. Look at her record. Look at what she's been able to do over the years. I know people rip her for being on a broadcast, or maybe you're not used to it and you get upset with the cookies on the little features and that, but she played softball, though. It's not baseball. She didn't hit a fastball like that, but it's different. I mean, I don't know.
I also just think,
I just think
basketball is probably the most progressive of the professional sports in America, too. I think that helps.
The women's basketball is intense, yeah.
No, I'm not talking about, I'm saying the NBA.
Yeah.
Professional basketball of the four major professional sports. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Probably makes it a little easier to make it as a female coach in that league. You're probably going to catch a lot less crap from idiot players in that league than you would any other league.
Yeah, those egos, that's saying something.
I don't think it's ever going to happen in baseball. Never.
I wouldn't say never
nowadays.
I mean,
it's going to take a long time.
Maybe.
Still will.
It might take a long time.
You're on the road so much.
Hockey? I mean, I'm
talking. Hockey? Oh, I could see it in hockey.
I could see hockey.
I could see women's female goalies. I mean,
I could see it happening in hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some schools that don't have female teams. I mean, they let them play with the boys. Yeah. I don't think people are going to be as floored as people expected about this.
Yeah, I think basketball, though, you'll see more and more of it. I think there's going to be more and more of this in basketball. Is what I think will happen. I think basketball is going to see the biggest crossover first. And so I don't even think this really is a story, which is good. It's a good sign. Like, great. Can you coach? Terrific. Excellent. Have at it.
People will watch the interaction, though.
Hope it makes your staff better, Brad.
Yeah.
Hope your staff is better today.
Hey, if it makes Brad Stevens better,
hope it makes you better.
Get better results, it'll be worth it. Yes.
Hope it makes for more wins next year. 617-779-0985. Jim is in New Hampshire today. Jim.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm just, I sincerely believe that the Lakers are, technically buying a championship since they're going after Kawhi Leonard. And who's to say, possibly even after that, Kevin Durant. What's your thoughts on that, guys?
Wait, what?
Lakers.
The Lakers going after Durant?
No, I sincerely believe, with them, going after Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
And then after that, who are they going to go after again? Kevin Durant?
So you would have LeBron, you'd have Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, and then Kevin Durant?
That's what I just said. The Lakers going after Durant? No.
No,
I don't think they're going after Durant.
I'd be shocked if they get Kawhi.
They're going after.
It'd be great for the Celtics if he goes out west.
They're going after players that can help them this year. They're not interested in Kevin Durant. They're not.
No, they're 2 years deeper into LeBron's age.
I think Durant goes to one of two places: Golden State or the Knicks. Two spots.
Yep. You go to the Knicks, you heal, or do you take the most money by staying in Golden State, and then you get traded?
617-779-0985. More of your calls coming up next. I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yesterday, I was up before the dawn.
Hey, did Michael Scott do this? Did he do this in one of the Dundee Awards? I think he did. Like a king without a castle, like a queen. This is Yacht Rocky Beetle. A little bit. I think Tom's having some difficult times.
I told
him
don't go all real soft yacht rock.
He's the undisputed truth. But the song's kind of annoying. Takes there you go.
There you go. 617-779-0985.
Better.
Does the studio smell any better?
No.
A little bit. No, it smells better.
A little better, yeah.
It's not as bad as it there. Was.
You need one of Maz's candles now at this point.
Something with a nice slow burn to it.
Mm.
Dave is in Waltham today. Dave.
How we doing, fellas?
Good.
Hi.
What's up, though?
What's up?
All right, so real quick, I want to just go back to the smearing of Kyrie because this is worth mentioning.
Yeah.
I work in the fundraising community. I work at a fundraising company, so I know how much impact this means to these, you know, to when you have these raffles and stuff and these prizes are in there. Let's just say, because Kyrie is one of the larger names in the NBA, and he was, you know, whether you love him or hate him, one of the largest names on the Celtics for the past, you know, season and a half, given, you know, good health. So let's say the person bidding on this ball or silent auction or whatever it is paying an extra $300 to $400 to $500 because of the name Kyrie Irving. And then you times that by 100. And then you really look at the impact that this man is leaving off the table for not helping. It's pretty astounding. You're talking $30,000, $40,000 to $50,000 that he's just saying, no, I'm okay. I do not want to help the children today for an hour of his time to sign a couple balls. So that's all I wanted to say.
All right.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I've done countless golf tournaments where you're sitting there and you're doing the, you know, talk after the tournament, and you start a live auction. You have a silent auction, and these would obviously be pretty much live auction stuff because they're decent, really good items, right? And if his signature's on it, it's like if you had a Patriots football, you know, and everybody signed it, but Tom Brady's name's on it, you know, or Edelman's name's on it. Then it's like, okay, maybe I'll give you 150 instead
of
650.
Take all that stuff out of it. Just put this into it. Every single member of the team did it. And he thought that he was above it and that he was exempt.
I'm not interested in
that.
That
is the definition of not being a team player.
I'm not interested in that. What are you interested in? What are you doing at that time?
Every single member of the team do it and then said, oh, no, I'm special. I'm not doing it because I don't have to because I'm Kyrie Irving.
I'm sure this happens everywhere. I really am.
I'm Kyrie Irving. Yeah. I don't have to do that. I'm not interested in that. I'm special. I'm above you.
What was the timing
on
this?
I'm above the rest of you.
What was the timing on this? Like, it was...
End of the season.
Okay.
I'm above the rest of this team.
At that point, he's just completely done here.
I'm above the rest of this team, and I don't have to do it because I don't owe anybody bleep. That's Kyrie Irving. That's who he was at the end.
This will be the first of 20 stories coming out.
Yep. Nick in the car today. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Good.
I just want to preface this with I think women can be great coaches, and I know some women's personalities are stronger than men's personalities, but my one concern about bringing the woman assistant coach on is Brad Stevens already has a reputation of being a little soft, can't control egos, can't put players in their correct roles, and they might not listen to him. So my question becomes in concern when that happens now and you have an assistant coach coming in, don't you want someone who, you know, contrasts Brad's personality? And again, maybe she is strong personality, but does that mean that these young guys or any of the guys are going to take her seriously? I think of like Jaylen Brown comes off the court and she says, Jaylen, get in your role. Is he going to take her seriously, or is he going to, you know, tell her to, I don't know if I can say F off.
I mean, whatever coach it is, whether it's a 2 or 3 or fourth one on whatever your pecking order is on the bench, you're going to look at the head guy and take whatever the head guy says more than those people, unless you have a personal relationship with that coach where you think, wow, this guy's really helped me, or this lady's really helped me. You know, okay, there's a point where this part of the game where they advised me to do this worked. You know, maybe you would take that. I don't know. I don't know how Jaylen Brown is. You know, the part of Stevens being soft too. I mean, you know, the mic stuff where, you know, you got to be effing kidding me with some of the ref stuff where he's yelling back and forth. And I've heard him get after people pretty good. But we give him credit for being what? Sort of stoic and sort of that same guy, even in the early days here where they started to have some success. And he stood there in big moments after you had big shots with the arms crossed. That's what we liked about him. And now all of a sudden you're not going to like that because all of a sudden the team struggles and you're not getting the type of reaction or the type of blending that you did initially here. And But you're right, Beto. I mean, we've talked about that this week. You get Kemba in here and you find a way to pull off a trade for a big guy and things aren't working. You know, the next thing is, you know, you got to start looking at the coach instead of the players. So we'll say it's a big year for Brad. Big year.
It is, assuming Kemba Walker agrees.
Oh, stop.
Assuming Kemba Walker is, in fact, coming to the Celtics, though, and that everything works out okay, and that he does commit.
Just keep your phone off. Don't take any calls from Bron.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know why you think the Lakers would get in on this. Where did you get that from?
Just there's a spot there. All of a sudden, there's a spot. They need a point guard, right?
I don't think it's going to be him. That's not what they're looking at.
Right.
I don't think you have to worry about that. Are you ready for the 4th of July week?
Dinner.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you going to the Cape at all?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is the Cape ready for the 4th of July week?
This is really the first test of the Cape. Where are we going with this?
I'm just wondering. I mean, I see these reports of sharks pinging left and right. And I'm just wondering if you have any words of advice for everybody before the week begins.
Yeah, when you get excited, like for big Bruins runs, big games, you know, big games or you know, championship, AFC yeah. championship night, be that guy. You know, don't be. This is one week where I would say going into this type of week with the excitement of summer and the heat, and you know, sort of the water temperature starting to change, and these suckers are everywhere. And you see the poor lady, the 21-year-old who was attacked and killed down in the Bahamas because she went snorkeling. Her family's don't go in the water. She still went. Don't be that guy this week. Don't have one too many and say, you know what? I'm going to go past that first break in the water there. I'm going to go out to the next set of waves. Don't be that guy. I won't come in here in 2 weeks and say, boy, there was that one incident 4 days ago down in Chatham. Don't go to the cookie zone. You know where the cookies are at. Don't go eat cookies this week.
All right, do you have anything else you want to add to this on the other side of the headlines?
Not really.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm excited for it because this is really the start of our summer, where it's the ending of Tom's summer. So it's sort of that transitional period.
End of Tom's.
Yeah, Tom says summer ends on July 4th.
Oh, no. No. Well,
do you have something to add?
No, it ends on Labor Day. In fact, if you want to be real technical, September
21st. Do you feel like this week Americanizes you even more? Like, it just, I mean, we know you're the Sarge, but do you feel that this week adds something to it?
Yeah.
To the aura?
It's a great time to be alive.
How many parades you in on next Thursday?
Just one. Need them.
You're actually in a parade.
Do the commentary on the public access channel.
Oh, my God.
19 years.
No, it's not.
I'll give you the tape.
We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Sure.
Okay, do the headlines, and we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.